Tonight, Stages St. Louis lifts the curtain on the regional premiere of the musical 9 to 5. Contributor Steve Potter talked with two of the lead actresses about the musical that opened on Broadway in 2009. It's based on the popular 1980 movie starring Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda, and Dolly Parton.
Nine to Five, the musical, is based on the 1980 movie of the same name, music and lyrics by Dolly Parton. Stages St. Louis's production of Nine to Five opens tonight, runs through August the 20th. Summer Isabel Stevens plays Dora Lee. Laura Taylor plays Judy, and we welcome you both to St. Louis on the Air.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Nine to Five, you know, the movie was one of the highest grossing comedy films of all time. Samarissa, you play the Dolly Parton role, and Laura, you play Judy, who Jane Fonda played in the movie. Tell me about Violet, the role Lily Tomlin played. Who's playing that role?
That's Corinne Melanson. She is also a Stages favorite. This will be her return. She was here last year as the chaperone in Drowsy Chaperone, so we're thrilled to have her back.
Well, you were in that too, weren't you?
I was. I was Janet Vandergraaf last year.
So you've been at Stages, you're based in New York, but you've been at Stages the last 4 years maybe? Or?
Four seasons total, last three in a row.
But Samarissa, this is your debut at Stages.
Yes, it is. It's been amazing, so I'm really excited to be here.
Good. The film came out something like 37 years ago, and considering the theme, you know, working women and some of the issues and the problems that they might face, what are your memories of the film? Because you must have been little girls the first time that you saw it, or young women. Did it resonate for you in any way, those themes? I'm just curious.
I think what stood out for me, I was young when I saw that film, and it was seeing women in power. It was such a beautiful story to have as a young girl, to be able to have those role models of people who are taking charge and you know, making change for themselves in a positive way.
But while some of these themes it brings out are still true today, it was even magnified back then.
Absolutely.
Right, the power structure in the workplace and all that.
Yeah, I think, but as much as the power structure, we've seen some shifts, it's still a relevant topic for today. So I think that's important for people to still have their message.
Samarissa, your memories?
Yeah, so I actually don't remember it as a child.
Really?
I watched this film when I was being called in for this audition.
No, you gotta be kidding.
Yeah, and so that was kind of my first time remembering. I mean, I'd seen scenes from it because during college I had done a monologue from the movie, but actually sitting down and watching the movie didn't happen for me that I can remember until being called in for this audition. And so I was like, well, I guess I need to know this role and be familiar with it, which I try to be before any audition, and immediately fell in love.
I'm surprised that you hadn't seen it. You know, it was a TV show too for a while. I don't think it did very well in the TV form.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen the TV show.
Yeah. There's a story, though, that I think, Samarissa, that you know about. Dolly Parton wrote the music and the lyrics.
Yeah.
And I think it was during rehearsals for the movie, something with her fingernails.
Yeah. So she was actually just clicking her fingernails, because she always had, you know, nice red, bright red or pink fingernails were kind of her thing. And she was just tapping her fingernails. And that's how she was able to come up with the pattern of the song. So when you actually listen to the recording, that's actually her clicking her fingernails.
Right. Is there any major difference that you know of between the film and the stage version?
It is almost exact, too, besides all of the music. So you had the same writers of the film who worked on the musical adaptation of it. And so all of the iconic lines are in the show as well. And then they actually had Dolly do all of the music and lyrics as well for the musical adaptation.
Yeah, there's definitely continuity, which is fantastic. I think people who come to see the show will be pleased with what they get to see from their memories of the movie. But I think one thing that's beautiful about the musical is we get to see a little bit more background of these characters, so we have a little more depth of the women.
You know, I'm sure it's happened to you in other roles before. I'm sure you've had a role that was made famous by somebody else in a movie. And I'm just wondering, I would think this even more so than others.
Yeah.
How do you feel when you approach it? There must be a fine line between respecting the way the original person did it and then kind of interpreting on your own?
Yeah.
How does that work for you?
So I don't know if I can speak for you, Samarissa, but I'm pleased that I saw the movie when I was younger, but I actually did not revisit the film very purposefully before as I approached this process.
For that reason, right?
For that reason. I wanted to be able to find the connections with this character that I had in myself that I could bring forward to the role. And certainly I want to honor the humor and the light that this story brings out. But I'm really interested to see if you'll enjoy our takes.
Well, Samarissa, any pressure playing a Dolly Parton role?
Absolutely. my approach was very different because the role was written for Dolly Parton. Mm-hmm. And so when a lot of the background for the role of Dora Lee is the character's name, is actually Dolly Parton's history. And a lot of her charm and her wit and her kindness are in this role. And so when people come to see 9 to 5, they're expecting that. They're expecting to have that charm of Dolly Parton. And so how I approached it was very different. I actually have been working a lot on the Dolly Parton accent.
I was going to say, if you had that Tennessee twang or whatever.
Yeah, been working a lot on her charm and how she approaches every role, you know. So it's been really fun. So kind of got some of her patterns, some of her mannerisms, but I definitely have added a lot of Samarissa to the role too, but while trying to keep her charm.
We're talking with Samarissa Bell Stevens and Laura Taylor. They're in Stage's production of 9 to 5, which opens tonight. So the storyline sort of focuses on an office workplace. People mm-hmm. remember Dabney Coleman as playing the boss, Mr. Mm-hmm. Hart.
Mr. Hart. Uh-huh. Absolutely.
And Dora Lee is Mr. Hart's secretary and
yes.
has been for a while, I guess.
Yes. So she's his secretary, and throughout the office, she doesn't really have friends throughout the office because most of the office thinks that she's having an affair with the boss.
And that's partly because that's what he tells people.
Yeah,
too,
that's
right?
what he tells mm-hmm. people. He's kind of,
a jerk?
He's yeah. a jerk. In a nice term, he's a jerk. Jerk, liar. What are some of the other things we call him?
Sexist, so, egotistical.
Bigot, yep. So my relationship throughout the show, you know, I can't understand. I'm as nice as I know how to be, but everyone throughout the office still treats me pretty poorly.
Because they think you got your job because of your affair with him and he treats you better than other people.
Yeah, and it's also how she dresses, you know, or how she dresses is her version of glam, which really accentuates her figure. And so it's a pretty incredible story because mm-hmm. you take three women who have very different backgrounds, mm-hmm. very different appearances. You would never put them as friends.
Right.
And they're able to... But they all need the same thing.
Right.
They're all lonely. They all need friendship. They all need love. They also want to be understood and empowered and mm-hmm. seen.
And they find it between the three of them eventually.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool because even though they all have very different backgrounds, they find that commonality.
Common ground.
Yeah, the common ground and are able to become good friends.
So Dora Lee is Mr. Hart's secretary. Mm-hmm. Violet, who's not here with us today, she's been a longtime employee there too, right?
Office manager.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she and Judy, your character.
Yes.
Bond.
We do early on because I'm brand new to the office.
You're the new employee.
Mm-hmm. And she really takes me under her wing. And it's that's, I think, the first spark of friendship between the women is between Judy and Violet because she sees the need that Judy has to have this job.
And it sort of relates Judy's background to the storyline, or her backstory sort of relates to the theme.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, Judy is coming out of a divorce, like as we see her, that's happening. And you could definitely see that her husband had, like, midlife crisis, affair, all of that. That's all present in the storyline.
So Violet clues Judy in and all the office gossip and stuff, and Violet eventually gets passed over for promotion.
She does.
So what happens then?
Yeah, well, and she had trained Mr. Hart. She had actually trained Mr. Hart for his position, right?
Well,
and
then she trains Enright, yeah.
Oh,
in the musical,
sorry,
but
Enright,
yes. Yeah. But she's definitely... She is the heart of the office, and you can tell that she's been the one really running things for a long time.
Well, I don't know how much we want to give away. Of course, it's a show that so many people know anyway.
But I agree.
I won't say anything, but let's say that the three of them get together, or something happens, the three ladies get together, and they have some revenge fantasies.
You know, the humor with which is coming through in this show. I think, yes, there's definitely an element of fantasy. There's definitely an element of humor and warmth. But there's also an element of getting it done and figuring out what's going to work for these women. So Yeah, you're going to see that. It's definitely present. There's a tinge of revenge.
But it's all done in good fun. Like, it's, I don't know. There's a lot of comedy throughout, even during our three fantasies. They're pretty fun to watch. So
I think so, yeah.
So without giving anything away then, Mr. Hart is absent. I'll just leave it at that. He's absent for the office mm-hmm. for a while, and mm-hmm. then changes start happening at the office. Yes. Tell me how and why that happens.
I think that the three women, from their perspectives, saw areas that were lacking in the workplace for them and things that could be improved. It was a very, the musical talks about how there was some difference in pay for the same job between men and women. Mm-hmm. And they also added things such as daycare and
flexible hours, job sharing. It's trying to make the office supportive of the lifestyles of the humans within it.
Yeah. And it actually has a positive effect on the
productivity rates. Yeah. Yeah. I think the musical says it's 20% increase in productivity. I don't know if those numbers hold in corporate America, but it's certainly part of it.
We have another piece from the Broadway cast recording that I want to share with our audience now and have you comment, because it relates to what we've been talking about, and this is Change It.
Something got you down, got you chained and pound. Well, break it. If you built a wall and you know it needs to fall, then shake it. Something that you know is damning up the flow. Tear the dam down, down, let me explain it. If you don't take the reins, it's gonna stay the same. Nothing's gonna
And 9 to 5 opens tonight as stages. We're talking with the actresses, Summer Isabel Stevens and Laura Taylor. So what does that song mean to you guys?
I think it's a song of empowerment. It's about finding the autonomy within you to move forward, to make progress, to grow. And I think it's one of my favorite moments in the show, mm-hmm. actually, is when these women sort of take that ownership and make the change they want to see in their lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel exactly the same. It's one of my favorite songs to sing in the show because it is filled with such hope and so joy and everyone unites, and it just feels so good to sing on stage mm-hmm. together.
Hey, this isn't a man-bashing show, is it?
No, absolutely not. There are men on this stage, too. Life gets better for them as well.
Hey, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And there's actually something I wanted to mention was it's such a fun show. There are a few differences from the film. For instance, Corinne's character Violet does have a little love interest in the show. So there's some added elements that make the show unique from the film.
You know, I was looking at the cast. There are a lot of familiar names. Mm-hmm. Carrie
Ely.
Zoe
Vanderhaar.
Steve Isom. They've all been on this program many times over the years. Who else is in the cast?
Oh, my goodness. We have so many wonderful repeats for stages. You'll recognize Brent Michael DeRoma from Anything Goes. We've already talked about the three ladies. But we've got Kendra Lynn Lucas is back from Drowsy Chaperone. She was our Trix, the Aviatrix, last year. So Steve Isom, Claire Logan, Carrie Ely. I think everyone but three people have... Yeah. Already worked at stages.
Someone to mention too is Joe Cassidy,
Absolutely.
Who plays Mr.
Hart.
He
Incredible
is
talent.
An excellent. I think this, he has had 8 Broadway shows.
Wow.
And so he is an incredible talent and equally as wonderful to work
if
with.
If he was here, I'd have to ask him what it's like to play a character that everybody hates.
You know, it's a good thing that his personality as Joe is so
likable,
so endearing and so charming, because then you can do some of these scenes where it is, I guess, kind of creepy or more, or where he is really villainous. And it makes it great to rehearse with him because mm-hmm. he is so contrasting from his character.
Anything you want to say about costumes?
Oh my goodness. Brad Musgrove is our costume designer and is just top notch. The entire team at Wardrobe builds for stages, and that we always feel so cared for in that department. I think you will see the level of detail.
Yeah, absolutely. My first costume fitting was actually in New York City, where they took all of my measurements, all of my fine tuning. So that way, when we got to stages, most of my costumes were already built. Wow. And I actually have 13 costumes in the show.
13?
13, yep. And the other two ladies have 12. So we are as busy backstage
as we are on. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mentioned what a popular movie this was back in the day. And I read somewhere that I think you've added a couple of shows because of interest in this. So tell me how the ticket sales are going. All that.
Oh, my goodness. It's the largest pre-sales in stages history for tickets.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. And we have added shows, so hopefully we can accommodate you. But tickets are selling fast, so go on and head up the box office. We hope to see you there.
You know, I'm curious. When you two were rehearsing for this, were there any moments for you when you could relate to either your character or one of the other women in, you know, in some of these kind of serious issues, anything that kind of light bulb went off in your head and went, yeah, well, I've been through that or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think definitely. These women are going through personal transition and hardship in ways that are definitely identifiable personally. I know for myself, like, Judy is coming out of massive transition and finding that place to move forward, and I've definitely been there. So it's easy to draw on that history.
Yeah, for me with Thoralee, throughout my life, there has been times where I have felt it is hard to be a strong woman and be a strong woman, but also be someone that is still a woman, that I enjoy dressing up, that I enjoy wearing heels. And so it's been very, I can relate to her on many levels, where sometimes I am judged by my appearance or labeled by my appearance. And it has been so wonderful to tackle a role where you are allowed to be a strong woman and be still who you are.
I guess, would you agree then that things have changed since the movie came out 37 years ago, but everything's not perfect yet, right?
We're not there yet.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, as a
progress,
society, yeah.
But definitely haven't
Well, as a society, you know, human nature, you can always grow. You can always improve. You can always show more empathy and understanding and support for everyone around you. And I think this show really does tackle labels, you know, where you immediately see someone and you place a label on them or judge them. But once you get down underneath the surface, we're all so alike and we all need the same things.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're both actresses. I know what your schedules have been like. So I'm really curious. Have you ever had a 9-to-5 job?
I have. Not for long term, but I definitely have.
I did. I was a certified nursing assistant.
Oh, then you know all about
college.
It.
Yep,
you
to pay my way it. Through college, I was a certified nursing assistant.
Well, it's been a delight talking to you. We look forward to the opening tonight. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
That was contributor Steve Potter talking with two of the lead actresses of the musical 9-to-5. It opens tonight at Stages St. Louis and runs through August 20th. Steve talked with Samarissa Bell-Stevens, who plays Thoralee Rhodes, a part portrayed by Dolly Parton in the popular 1980 film of the same name, and Laura Taylor, who plays Judy Burnley, who was portrayed by Jane Fonda in the film. St. Louis on the Air is produced by Mary Edwards, Alex Hoyer, and Kelly Moffitt, with production assistance from Aaron Dorr, Spencer Reed, Alicia Lee, and Monica Ramirez. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.